Remarks of the President, Vincennes, Indiana, 1 November 1952.
Pleasure to me, and I feel it as a great compliment. You know, I'm in this thing because I think the welfare of the country and the world is at stake. I've been your president for a little over 7 years. I've tried to give you the best service possible. I could have run again, but I felt that leadership should be continuous, that young men should be placed in control of the government. I'll be 69 years old in May, and that's far beyond the retirement years for military men. I've been going up and down the country telling people what I believe they ought to hear. I'm trying to get them to think. I'm trying to get you to understand what the issues are, and I've put the issues before the country, and I think people have started to think, and I hope you will do some thinking.
We will!
I'm in earnest about that. It's necessary that you understand just exactly the situation with which we're faced. We've been fighting a Cold War. We wanted peace after the Second World War was over. We did everything we possibly could to get it. We signed agreements with all the world powers. Those agreements have been broken and not kept by the Soviets. They've made every effort possible to take over the free world. We can't allow that to happen, because if they take over the free world, we'll have our backs to the world, to the wall, by ourselves facing this situation. That's the reason we've been willing to help our allies improve their position of defense. That's the reason we've been improving our own defense. That's the reason we had to meet aggression in Korea. Now, there's a young man, a captain in the army in Korea, who lived in Wichita, Kansas. And he came back home on this relief program that we have for bringing the soldiers back in turn. And they asked him down there in Wichita what he thought about the situation and why we were fighting in Korea. Well, he said, all the soldiers and all the men in Korea understand why we're fighting there. The only confusion is in the United States, and that's been built up purposely for political purposes. He said, we're fighting in Korea so we won't have to fight in Wichita. And that's the answer, my friends. We're holding this aggressive approach back, trying to prevent an embroilment of the whole world in another war. We are trying to put before the country the principles and the policies of the Democratic Party over the last 20 years, which has brought about a prosperity that has never existed in any country in the history of the world except this one over the last 20 years. We've tried to bring about a social balance. We've tried to make it possible for the farmer to have a good income. We've made it possible for labor to be in a bargaining position where they could talk to the big fellows who control things. And if you'll study this situation, you'll find that the income of the farmer, the income of the man who works, the income of the small businessman, and the income of the big businessman, believe it or not, is better than it ever has been in the history of the world. I want you to take all these things into consideration. And if you think about them, I'm not trying to high pressure you into doing anything. I want you to think about the situation. I want you to think about the situation of the free world. I want you to think about the situation of your own great country. And I want you to think about your own welfare and what it means to you to have a situation continue which gives everybody a fair deal and a fair chance. If you do that, you can't do anything else but send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, and we'll just have 4 more years of this.